Snotty Bumstead, written by Hunter Davies and read by Christian Rotzka.
Dear Snotty, I've gone away for a bit. Special project. Very hush hush. The silly fridge is full, the silly bills paid. Some silly cash in usual place. Help yourself, take what you want, look after your silly self. I hope I won't be long. I know I'm leaving the house in your wonderfully caring hands. We'll ring as soon as I can and explain all, but I'm fine, just fine, don't worry. Mustache, the plane is leaving. Have fun. I know you will. Love, Mum. Chapter 1. Nottingham Bumstead is coming home from school. Shuffle, shuffle, shilly, shally. Wearily, drearily, not far to go now and he'll be home, another boring day over. He's put on his coming-home-from-school face, a worn-out, scowling sort of face. He usually tries to keep it like that till he gets home, so his mother will say, "Oh, poor Nottingham, another hard day. Here's something nice for you." He sees a stone in the gutter, just right for kicking. So he lets fly and it zings across the road, chipping the paintwork on a newly painted door. "That counts as in," exclaims Nottingham Bumstead, giving a victory wave to a non-existent crowd. His face lights up. A smirky smile creeps over his countenance.
"I saw that," says a voice behind him.
It's Mrs. Cheetham. She lives next door to Nottingham and has elected herself the street's resident nosy parker. Nottingham expects that soon she will become Camden Town's champion nosy parker. After that, she'll probably represent London in the World Nosy Parker Finals. "So you're not blind, you old bat," says Nottingham. To himself, not out loud. His mother's always telling him that Mrs. Cheetham is a kind person at heart, and he must not be rude to her. She does organise the neighbourhood watch scheme, so we should all be grateful to her.
"Can you see what you did to that door?"
asks Mrs. Cheetham.
"What door?"
says Nottingham. He's now assumed his half-witted stare, his mouth hanging open, looking up at the sky as if there might be a low-flying door about to land.
"I saw you kick that stone."
"Kick?" mumbles Nottingham, looking down at his feet as if they had nothing to do with him.
"Don't be stupid," says Mrs. Cheetham.
The half-witted look must not be overdone. It is meant to repel adults, especially nosy adults, to make them give up asking silly questions, but it mustn't alarm them into thinking that he's gone round the bend.
"Oh, the stone. Oh, yeah, the stone," says Nottingham. "I was just moving it away in case someone fell over it."
"Well, you should be more careful."
"Hmm," says Nottingham, deciding it's now time for his blank look. This is his new school look, perfected only this week and designed to give nothing away. Last term, which was his first at St. Andrews, a comprehensive of some 1,400 pupils, he did try to be reasonably bright and eager, as he'd been at his primary. But the size of the new school had set him back a bit. Now he's decided to lie low. Henceforth, he will be a spy, an undercover agent whom the teachers don't know and will never get to know. This means affecting a blank stare, a bland expression, particularly when anything is happening in class.
"Is there something wrong with your eyes, Nottingham?"
asks Mrs. Cheetham. Says Nottingham.
"Perhaps you need glasses."
"I prefer drinks out of a can," says Nottingham. He didn't mean to make a joke, just came out. Mrs. Cheetham stares at him, wondering what he's talking about.
"Are you on your way home?"
Nottingham groans. She obviously intends to walk down the street with him. How embarrassing. He could say he's left home and is now living on the pavement, as many people do in Camden Town. Or he could say he's actually on his way to school, putting in a few hours overtime because he loves school so much.